Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Anime has been slowly taking over our house the last few months. My eldest has found my husband's old Rurouni Kenshin manga, and my youngest has discovered Gundam Wing. And my husband is a very, very proud and happy father right now. Anime isn't necessarily my thing, but as long as no one is traveling to the darker, more adult things present in the manga and anime world, I say go for it. Nerdy is nerdy. But in my efforts to do due diligence to keep my kids safe, I ended up having to run practically every request for something new by my husband first. Eventually, he asked me a question I have been dreading for years.
I don't get it. You like Cowboy Bebop and Ghost of the Machine. You liked Fullmetal Alchemist until Hughes died. Why don't you like anime outside of that?
And I, ashamed, hung my head and answered with nothing less than the truth as I knew it. Because I just don't get anime. I don't understand it.
Why would you think that?
So I told him. Once upon a time, a much younger me who hadn't met my husband yet had dated a guy who loved anime. Specifically, Evangelion in all of its flavors. And despite my earlier exposure to the aforementioned classics that I did like, this one made absolutely no sense to me. Admitting this to him caused him to look at me like I was stupid, and he remarked, "Well, if you don't get this, it's no use showing you anything else." We broke up soon thereafter, but that moment stayed with me. I knew I wasn't as much of an idiot as he thought, but I also knew that different brains work in different ways, and maybe this was just one of my weaknesses. So I wrote anime off, and when I learned of my husband's love of anime, I downplayed it, while secretly dreading the conversation we were now having. Once I was done with my shameful story, he also looked at me strangely. But instead of calling me stupid, he said,
"You do realize the author of Evangelion was struggling with severe mental illness when he wrote it, right?"
And everything clicked for me. Do I get Evangelion now? No, not remotely. But I also wasn't supposed to get it. This was the product of a brain that was struggling with itself in a very real, serious way. This was a person writing partly as a cry for help and a therapeutic outlet. And that, from a caregiver perspective, I do get. All of a sudden, I felt like the Ethiopian on the road in Acts 8 when Philip jumped into his chariot. I went from feeling shut out, how can I, unless someone explains it to me, to being welcomed in, and understanding and accepting a greater truth that the Ethiopian had been denied. An explanation by the very followers of the God and Savior he sought to understand. There had been, whether anyone realized it or not, gatekeeping preventing those who wanted to know more from knowing more about God's plan. I also realized that my ex-boyfriend's statement, if anything, said more about him than about me. I realized that that one sentence had caused me to shut out an entire branch of fandom because I saw myself as not worthy of it. And I realized that I had heard that type of statement before in the context of some churches I had attended. The brushing aside of questions with the admonishment, "You don't understand because you don't have enough faith." As if asking for an explanation is akin to saying you don't have faith. As if gatekeeping for the Lord is actually about faith and not a thinly veiled attempt to cover for not fully understanding something yourself. So let's be slow to judge others' understanding or lack thereof, and quick to welcome in people who want to know more. And maybe if we don't have the full answers, also quick to admitting that too. Because we never know when a lack of understanding followed by a lack of explanation may be the very thing that turns someone away. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina from the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.